Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, 5 o'clock hour. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, / Old Cheney, 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. Obviously, good NFL talk, obviously, which is on the forefront, especially with a great game last night. Potentially could have a good game tonight. Raheem Morris might be coaching for his job. Rams are trying to stay alive in the to potentially be the number one seed or have a good seed in the playoffs. And then obviously you got the flex schedule, you know, leading up to Saturday and Sunday along with bowl games next week. So we're going to switch our attention to Las Vegas. Yeah. Obviously we'll have a presence down there with Nick, Jake, and DP. But obviously the Huskers in the fan base, for a little that I've seen, have their presence down there as well. So, but all that's fun and games. A lot on the line. You have guys that have already went in the portal, potentially more to go in the portal. Guys are going to be coming here from the portal. You got, still might even recruit. I saw, I think it was Munson was talking about potentially Nebraska still recruiting a 2026 defensive lineman that hasn't committed yet. And so there's a lot of moving parts. You got several new coaches. Don't foresee any more. Maybe, you know, officially a defensive line coach, whoever that may be, whether it's Phil Simpson or somebody else coming in. But Nebraska has a lot of, you know, balls in there. And then also you have, even though, which is weird, obviously, you know what, we'll even ask you this. Like, I'm going to ask you this, Austin. I want people listening, texting what they think of it. I didn't really pay much attention to it because kids go into portal so much and their edits, I guess they call them, when they either decide they're going into portal or the draft is so long, I just looked at the end or don't look at him at all. It's all right. It's another guy. And who knows what they're saying.
Right.
They could just say, I'm coming back. You know what I mean? You know, with Dylan, obviously not officially in the portal by his words. I mean, obviously it was on his social media. So I guess it's official. No Nebraska affiliation on his social, right? This is all what I'm telling. You know, I feel like guys that are in the media sit there and like, look at college kids as like you
get a life.
You're a bum. But I forgot who said it. But they were saying, and what you're feeling on Austin, we'll ask the texters as well. You know, if it didn't work out here, you know, I won't believe Dylan's not going to come back until he goes somewhere else. That's just me. Sometimes you jump out there, boy, and it's cold. Hey. I could tell you yesterday, Austin, while you're chilling at the crib, don't go outside. It's 14 degrees until you jump out there and experience that 14 degrees plus that wind. You're like, yeah, you're right.
Your boy had to jump out there yesterday, Jay. The grill cover flew off. I had to go rescue that. I just take the recycling out to the curb. Monday's recycling day for me. So I had to put it out last night.
But what I'm saying is, so on that point, obviously, you know, he's been connected to, you know, 3 or 4 schools, obviously. And that'll change every week, depending on what somebody else does, so forth and so on. And Nebraska been connected to players as well. I did hear when somebody was like, well, he never did a post of like thanking you, you know, whatever, but I'm still going in the portal. Did that make you feel some sort of way, or does it?
It did not, because the context that I heard that thrown out there in, maybe it's just the people I was talking to, was, well, is he ungrateful? You know, is he just leaving Nebraska out in the cold, turning a cold shoulder? Is he not appreciative? Is he throwing shade at Nebraska? Whatever. But I think, again, that's reading way too far into it. Technically, the man's not in the transfer portal yet. He might have put a little something on his social media to that effect, but it's not really out there. You know what I think is happening is I think we get the official announcement on Friday with a post on Friday doing the same song and dance. I think family's smart enough. I think Dylan's smart enough to do it, quote unquote, the right way if he's going to leave. Right. I don't think his time at Nebraska was so bad for him and so contentious and so bitter that he's just going to leave without, you know, having a landing spot or two or three maybe lined up. I don't think it was so bad that he's going to leave without saying anything at all. I think he's waiting until the transfer portal actually officially opens. Now, we've seen plenty of athletes already post, thank you, I'll be entering the transfer portal, all that good stuff. I mean, former Husker Roquan Buckley did that, I think, today or in the last couple of days. So, like, it's been done. But think about the Dylan Raiola that you saw for 2.5-ish years, Husker fans. He's a classier kid than just to leave saying nothing. And I'll believe that, you know, until Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday come and go, and there's no post. I'm not holding out hope that, you know, Dylan Raiola comes back. I think Nebraska would be a better team with him on it rather than him gone, with work to do, certainly, right? Again, Nebraska's not just a quarterback away. Dylan Raiola isn't just the savior.
Right.
But I tend to think when there's smoke, there's fire. I'm thinking he's gone, and I think a reunion is pretty out of the question.
Yeah, unless it's both of them, everything bottoms out.
Both sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I struck out I'm bottom of the ninth. I'm about to strike out. So have you. Let's do it one more time. But, I mean, I guess, you know, now I think it's at the point I guess I wouldn't even say anything.
Really? Not even put it out there, mute replies?
No, I mean, like, if I'm going to, like for me, I guess if I was going in the portal, I would just say I'm going in the portal. I'm just going to say I'm going in the portal. All right, man, look, things didn't work. I would do a whole song and dance the day that it broke nationally that I'm going in the portal.
Yeah, not let it sit.
Because I'm not, like, I'm committing. I guess if he committed on Friday, he'd be like, you can thank Nebraska, but by that time, it might be too late.
But even if he was not, like, thankful, it's still, like, you know, quote unquote, the right thing to do, right? The etiquette is to put it out there.
Oh, yeah, you always think. Yeah, you handle your business. You play the game within the game. I'm just talking about, like, right now, I would just say as little as possible about Nebraska, because you have to say everything possibly about what brought you here and then where you're going. I'm not going somewhere. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking about Nebraska when I go in the portal.
Yeah.
I'm not thanking you as I'm already going somewhere else.
But that's the thing. It doesn't seem like he has somewhere else, right? He hasn't been linked anywhere strong. And again, it's Monday. The portal doesn't open until Friday.
He's got options.
But do you think in 1 week from today, when we come back, Dylan Raiola has a new home?
Let's see. It starts Friday.
Yeah.
By next Monday, I'd like to think so.
Really? Because I think this could drag on into middle January, potentially. If, like you said, the market's not there, right? There haven't been any, you know, strong front runners. And again, I know the portal's not open, but let's not pretend like tampering isn't happening.
Yeah, I think he's had some conversations.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think he went in the portal, like, butt naked.
No, absolutely.
So I think he has options. It's just a matter if there's another option that comes sooner.
But how long? But is he going to get Norvelled or Florida State? Right? Wait to see who else gets fired.
There's only a few good quarterbacks out there.
Yeah.
There's only a few good quarterbacks in college.
I've seen places have him as high as the number six player available in the portal.
Yeah. And he's one of the top 2-3 quarterbacks. He's going to have plenty. He doesn't have to make a decision quick. But if it's for me, I would probably project where I could go, and I'm assuming already having those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm making my decision soon.
Because you want to be there.
Right. And I want it to be over with. I want the business side done. I want to know where I'm going. I want to get boots on the ground, like, literally the next day. Mm-hmm. I want to get there and get invested. Because I have to answer the bell. This is any quarterback. I have to change the narrative or continue to build on the narrative of who I am and what I can be.
Mm-hmm.
So the earlier, the better. I don't need to get in a bidding war. We already did that. Now, at this point, this is about ball till you fall. Mm-hmm. This is a whole different mindset. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And so part of doing that is obviously moving a lot different. But all I'm saying is like, once you go into portal, that's when you say, hey, you know, you put in all the fluff. Somebody can write it for you. You got ChatGPT. Write it for you. And they say, I want to thank Nebraska. I'll always be a Husker. But, you know, for my next, year or two of eligibility, I'm going to be entering the transfer portal. That's what I'm doing when everybody else, all the mother quarterbacks did it that day. When I go to Oregon or Louisville or Miami or somewhere like that, man, I've been through a lot. This has been great. This. I had a great opportunity to come here. I can't wait to get started. I got some great dudes. I got a great standard I need to live up to at the quarterback position. I can't wait to be a Duck Kane. What's the Louisville Cardinals?
Yeah,
whatever. Mm-hmm. Hoosier or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Wildcat, you know what I'm saying? Notre Dame. You know, I can't go Irish.
CJ Carr's there.
Yeah.
You're not going to
CJ Carr is like
you dropped Indiana, Jay.
CJ Carr is like an Oldsmobile.
Jay, you dropped Indiana.
I'm just talking about. I'm just looking at guys that they're going to lose their quarterback.
Yeah.
So those will be ones that want a Big Ten starting quarterback. No different. Like Alabama, sure, it's great. Jet Tamal is he ain't busted it great. You got a dude that can step in and play.
Yeah. Don Raiola at Indiana would be quite a sight. Not a good one for Husker fans, I wouldn't think. But back to
hey, listen here. Hey, man, you can just imagine the first time he got roll up, Kirk Cinetti roll up. Oh, my God.
Imagine that conversation.
Yeah, Kirk Cinetti don't pull no punches, man.
No.
Yeah.
You mentioned change the narrative, though, and I think that's an interesting angle as we talk about Don Raiola specifically for a minute. Fair or unfair, true or false, some of the conversation about Don isn't about football. You know, at all the high school games, at all the sporting events. I'm not saying this is me. Mm-hmm. I think there are plenty of Husker fans out there, though, Jay, who would probably have a little bit more respect for Don Raiola if he knows where he's going in a week from today. Like, if Don Raiola has a home by Monday, it's, oh, okay, well, didn't work out at Nebraska. I don't love that he left, but he didn't draw it out. It wasn't for the attention. It wasn't for the followers. Oh, yeah. It wasn't any of that. It was a business decision. Fair, unfair, true, or untrue. I think there are plenty of Husker fans out there a little bit salty that are going to have that lasting image of, well, he was always out and about, you know, doing all this other stuff, some of which came with face of the program and, you know, highest rated recruit, but maybe in some opinions he took it a little too far. The longer and longer that he drags this recruitment out, again, fair, unfair, is going to reflect on him. And not that he cares what fans think, but if some fans are thinking it, you can bet there's some NFL general manager out there that says, really, dude? You're a top five quarterback available in the portal at worst, and you drug your decision out that long. I get being patient, but maybe it comes off as wanting the attention, seeking the attention, you know, really holding out for every last penny that you can get. I don't think that's the camp I'm in with Don Raiola, but I think there will be a lot of Husker fans that have more respect for Don Raiola, his decision, the way he handled his transfer, if he knows where he's going sooner than later.
Well, that's probably what they want, just to kind of put the, you know, nail in the coffin, but. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at this thing with Dana Holgorsen. He says it's going to happen quick. He says he hasn't had conversations with anybody, but agents are having conversations. And for what he's hearing, dominoes are going to fall quick. That's the Nebraska perspective.
Yeah.
So if the dominoes are going to happen quick here, right? And I'm assuming he's talking about the quarterback position or even the portal. That means it's going to happen other places quick. So therefore, you should be done pretty soon or have a good idea or be down to the nitty gritty.
Okay. So
now if you get to end of January, because what, right, or like a week before they go to school.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you might wait to announce it and it's already done. We've done that here. You know what I mean? Then you fight some of the perception that's already out there. And the biggest thing you have to do is be aware of what the perception is. Now, whether you did it fully, halfway, or some way, be aware of it. Now, is it important enough to change? Because the only thing that needs to change is how you play. Because that eliminates all that perception.
Yeah.
You play good. And sometimes the perception can be too much and you never can live up to it because you can't play that well. No, that's why there's never been another Michael Jordan. Heck, LeBron James beat him in every single category. And you hear people on
not Twitter, rings, Jay.
Not rings, right? But LeBron doesn't have more rings than like Bill Russell and that. So right. It's all relative. Mm-hmm. But no matter what LeBron does, he'll never pass Jordan. No matter what.
Yeah.
And so that's where the expectations can get out of hand. The only thing that you can do is make sure you handle your business. In LeBron's case, on the court. Dylan's case is on the field.
You bring up that quote from Dana Holgorsen. Dominoes are going to fall fast. Let's game theory this out a little bit. Is that Dana Holgorsen saying we will be one of those fast falling dominoes? We'll have a transfer guy in place pretty quickly. Or is it Dana Holgorsen resetting expectations? Hey, a lot of the big names that you heard of are going to be off the board. Don't freak out. You know, we're probably not going to get one. And so it might be a lower level guy transferring up the Trinidad Chambliss route. I think it's probably that one right now.
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, I think what we've seen is if you can find a quarterback that fits you and has leadership skills, which is the most important, mm-hmm. and is very consistent, and football is first, that pays you more and it actually costs you less versus the sexy name that you can get that maybe you know like Carson Beck from Georgia to Miami and all that, even though obviously Carson Beck at times played really well, but you got the Mendozas, you got your Chambliss and all those guys that mm-hmm. kind of leveling up, right?
Curtis Rourke, couple years ago.
And all yeah. that. I mean, you got to think even Brosmer that was at yep. Minnesota, and you talk to the Minnesota guys, what we were able to do at Big Ten Media Days is the one complaint they have with PJ Fleck when it has to do with Brosmer is that they held the reins too tight on him early in the year, led to two or three losses that they felt like, or two losses that they felt like if he had been allowed to play like his skill set would have been, might have been another outcome. So yeah. It lets you know the match is more important. Mm-hmm. And so Nebraska's just got to be, this is where, I'm assuming, Stewart and all those guys, they have an idea that's going to hopefully match up to what Coach Rule wants. And you also have to be aware of TJ Latif. It sounds like they have or want to commit to him in some form or fashion. So that takes up some portion of allotment and whatever goes to the quarterback room, mm-hmm. unless somebody falls in your hands. That's a no brainer. That most likely won't happen. So then you got to make sure, okay, who are we going to get to compete physically with Latif? And you have to make sure that the competition, you can't have TJ Latif making $500,000 and you go sign a quarterback for $2 million.
Say like Brendan Sorsby.
For two, yeah.
Yeah.
No. For $3 million. Sorsby's going to win no matter what.
Well, Latif's probably going to dip.
Right. So
which you don't want.
You got to make sure there's some parallel and TJ Latif plays well Wednesday. That changes how you negotiate moving forward or somewhat. Mm-hmm. Or you could use it as a negotiation ploy. And mm-hmm. TJ Latif obviously proved himself to some point, to be a formidable player. Probably not the cemented starter, but, a guy that's, able to play his way, at times onto the field. So whoever's coming into competition or coming in to compete at the quarterback position, if TJ Latif is here, it has the same questions as make sure that TJ Latif is having the other way. So you have to be very good at handling your internal situation and externally, because one can affect the other. And if you don't handle them good, then you have no chance, mm-hmm. because you're going to have two unhappy players, both looking over their shoulder. Nobody knows where they're, which way is up. Then you're going to have a competition that could divide the locker room. So you got to make sure you handle it. Just the very right, the right way as possible.
Ben on our Starter Human Jewelers text line was asking about that. Why not stick with TJ and develop him? Have we already seen his ceiling? Nebraska is, right? Nebraska is doing everything in its power to make sure TJ Latif remains a Husker. But Jay, think about the state of the quarterback room for next season. Davila, gone. Grahamstad, gone. Emergency backup, Heinrich Harburg, gone. Right now, your 2026 quarterback room is TJ Latif and I think Bodie Suka.
Yeah.
You got to go get someone.
Yeah,
anyone.
You might have to go get two. You might have to get somebody that's, mm-hmm. It's kind of like a Grahamstad that's going to be older guy that's maybe want some tutelage and be there and be that like veteran presence and kind of, be that, coach, on the field mm-hmm. for TJ Latif. So, again, how you handle it is is probably as important or maybe more important than who you get. Because if you don't handle it right, it doesn't matter who's in there.
Yeah.
So that's it's a huge deal. And, you know, back to Dylan, you know, he's probably looking at different situations and scenarios. And, you know, he was connected to Oregon. So a lot, you know, depends if Dante Moore's coming back. Does he want to have a Dante Moore year where you kind of learn behind him? Well, then that affects your paycheck. Well, you can bet on yourself and do that, knowing that you feel like you can gain the ground that you didn't get by playing. If everything's handled right, you know, between the, I guess, the Oregon agency or franchise and Dylan as a representative, or do you go somewhere and want to get back on the field and try to maximize your, you know, very short, you know, opportunity?
I've always thought the Oregon stuff was more from the Riola camp than the Oregon camp.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe that's fair.
Well, what does Oregon have behind Dante Moore?
I don't even know. I'll look up their roster real quick, but whether Moore stays or goes, it feels like that would be a really big step up for Dylan Raiola, really, unless they think he's, you know, right-handed Dylan Gabriel 2.0, guy they've worked with, guy they've seen in some ways, you know, because...
I mean, is Dante Moore a runner? He can run.
Throw on the move, but yeah. Not a runner. Gabriel couldn't really do that. Nix was probably the best blend of that, but certainly not a run-first guy.
Yeah, I don't know who it comes from. I mean... They're not. Oregon's going to answer the phone anytime a former number one overall recruit calls, no matter the position.
Oregon's quarterback roster: Dante Moore, Luke Moga, Brock Thomas, Ryder Hayes, Akili Smith Jr., and Austin Novosad, and Mark Weipert. Novosad, one of the higher rated guys before.
Yeah.
And how about that, Jay? Akili Smith Jr. Think about that.
Yeah. Former baseball player.
Former baseball player.
Yeah. Good dude, though. Really good dude. I don't know. I mean, that's Dylan's business and, you know, where he's going to go. You wish him the best. You know, I think the best thing for him, you just take the mindset that I'm going to go and be the best I could be, and I'm going to prove myself right. And then at the same time, you prove everybody wrong. But you got to have some self-awareness of what you need to, you know.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And this is a great opportunity for him to mature. You know, sometimes the best thing you can make so much ground by actually listening and having self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean anything that you did here was wrong. We're like, all right, you know what? I could see how that could be perceived. This maybe took away from my game. This is where I was perceiving things, even how you maybe perceived how the games went. Go back and look, because you're going to have to go back and look at some of the things. Because I imagine coaches are going to be like, all right, this is what we think you need to improve on. Mm-hmm. No, okay, I would say as a player, why do you think that? Well, then now the lights go off and we flip the tape on. I've been in those conversations before with Reggie Herring had coached me for a while, his linebacker coach. Tom Olivadotti came in there. I think, like, he wanted to met with him. I knew I wasn't going anywhere. I think I met for him like an hour. The first 10, 15 minutes, he asked about your family and all this stuff. And then he coached at Miami at one point. My dad obviously went there. And then he's like, oh, yeah, man, this is actually why I want you to come in here. He's like, I got about 30 plays, I think, that we need to go. He's like, I picked your 30 worst plays of the whole year. And I was like, you know, I probably started 6 years in a row. He's like, yeah, but these are the 30 plays that we're going to go over. This is what I think you can improve on. 30 minutes has sucked. Reverse this, and this. This is what we do. And you go from there. I was a sending player. So you got to really take it on the chops. I didn't like it when I got in the car, but by the time I got home, I was like, all right, well, shoot. He's going to be my coach. I'm going to be the player. I ain't changing nothing. So we got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. End up working itself out. So it's one of those things that, you know, for if Dylan, wherever he wants to go, he's going to, you know, have to, I mean, because everybody's getting better, right?
Yeah.
There's always guys coming in. There's always the next Dylan. There's always the next Jay Foreman. There's always the next Underwood, right? There's always going to be there's Trey Taylor. Mm-hmm. Then after Trey Taylor, there's going to be somebody else. So it's always like that's why you always got to stay ahead of the curve. That's why it's harder. It's easier to make it. It's harder to stay on top.
Yeah.
No matter where you're at.
To be fair, the next Jay Foreman is playing in the NBA right now, so he kind of missed his calling. But Old Dad 34 says, I say let the Dylan talk go. Put it to rest. He isn't a Cornhusker anymore. It's hard to do. That's a legacy, a guy that meant a lot to the program. And I think the handling of the situation, how Nebraska is able to move on, what Nebraska did with him, the way that Dylan Raiola was able to play at Nebraska, we can still learn plenty from the Dylan Raiola tenure. Whatever he does somewhere else isn't much of a reflection, if any, on Nebraska. We're not just talking about it just to gossip. There are legitimate things Nebraska can learn from what went right and what went wrong with Dylan Raiola in town, how it worked and how it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll probably hear some stuff both ends coming out, but I think you know the pettiness probably needs to go like to the wayside. You know, it worked out for Nebraska, and probably not to where they wanted. You know, you made two bowl games. It definitely worked out for Dylan. You came in and started as a freshman. You're able to kind of create your own path that way, which this was the only place that you were going to come in and start as a freshman at this type of university.
Right.
You got a lot of experience. Unfortunately, you got, you know, just a freak accidental injury that derailed, you know, obviously a big win under his belt in Nebraska belt in USC. And then, you know, the 3 weeks or 4 weeks, which is three games, right? Or four.
Yeah.
It was three games in 4 weeks because you had a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then, you know, that's when the noise started to immediately, it seemed. That's where the noise started and went from there. And then and that in itself is probably a learning tool for maybe both sides, but in particular maybe Dylan too. I mean, because there's always going to be noise. So things can change fast. I mean, it's crazy. I mean,
yeah.
You know, this isn't North Texas where they had that true freshman running back that is a heck of a man. He's a baller. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a Big Ten back down at North. I don't know how they found how do you get that kid at North Texas? Like, as a true freshman, giving everybody work, him jumping in the portal, being a starter, you understand it because he needs to level up, you know? And so that's where, you know, you got quarterbacks like, you know, like Sorsby. You're like, all right, man, this whole offense is built around you. You dominate the Big 12. Like, where else do you need to go besides maybe a paycheck, right? Levitt. Like, Dillingham is probably your he's an offensive dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
darn good coach.
Yeah. Okay, I get it if you go to LSU. Those are you, right? So now you got to figure out where you fit in. Man, because you come January, it becomes November like that.
Yeah.
So we shall see. We'll take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about who needs to step up because, game's on Wednesday, so we're not going to talk about that. Tomorrow, maybe not, you know, a little bit. This is probably the last day of any media availability, obviously. We'll see if we have some audio, some quotes from there. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, second segment? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Las Vegas edition. Obviously, we hope to hear from Nick and Jake at some point in time outside of their regular radio time. That means they got work down in Vegas.
Poor guys got to be up at 4 a.m. Vegas time to do a show.
Jake?
Yeah. And Nick on Wednesday as well.
No, that's pregame.
No, they're doing early break on Wednesday.
Are they?
Yeah, Nick and Jake, 4 a.m. Vegas time.
So that means they're going to sleep until the game.
Probably.
Yeah. So that means they ain't working. Anyways, down in Vegas, you know, there's obviously opportunities on the slots
mm-hmm.
at the card table, in particular if you play three card poker. Tell them Jay Foreman sent you. You'll be
they'll know what that means.
Yeah, they'll know what that means. But also, there's a lot of opportunity for Utah as well. Obviously, you got a new coach. When they first got down to Vegas, you know, I think y'all went right. in. Took another flight. He said, hey, I'll see you guys. See you when I see you. in Ann Arbor, you go down to Vegas. So it's the chance for him to get in the win column early in his career, obviously. And for Nebraska, you know, we talked about, you know, beating a ranked opponent, a team that's two touchdown favorite.
Yeah,
give or take. Still, you know, well into two score favorite. And there's a more importantly, the opportunity for players to, I don't know if they've redone their contracts, but to really establish themselves moving forward. For both, obviously, financially. Obviously, let's not be, you know, stupid and act like the players aren't going to get paid, both financially, but then also security-wise, is being able to, in this new coaching staff, and I think it's new because you add new coaches. So the dynamics is different, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the new Matt Rhule. This is a new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, and it's even a new special teams coach, even though they are the same. The reason why it's the same, it's different, is because when you have new coaches, they all affect each other, all three phases. How does it affect special teams? Well, how I recruit or what I think I need as a defensive coordinator trickles down to the defensive backs, linebackers, edge guys that play special teams, not so much D tackles. That affects who's in the pool for special teams play. It doesn't affect Eckler being a great coach, but it affects who's in there. So this is a new staff because the ideas have changed. The eye for talent has changed, hopefully, or what you view as talent. And that's where, you know, when you think of like who has a chance or who has to play well, both individually and obviously for, you know, for Nebraska to win, you know, defensively, right off the rip, this is a, I wouldn't say a make or break game, but it's a great opportunity for Riley Van Poppel to jump out after, you know, say like a sophomore slump or whatever, to really, you know, in the four-man front, you know, everything coming out of practice is he's done well. This is a chance of a lifetime. Chance of a lifetime. If you want your phone to ring, both locally, which is by Nebraska staff, and nationally, being 6'5", 300 pounds, and you show that you can play well against a team like Utah, no matter who is out there playing, it bodes well for you both in the present and in the future.
Yeah, Van Poppel's an absolute slam dunk guy on Wednesday. Cam Linhart, what are you?
Yeah.
Are you just a guy? Are you going to be, I mean, they're still in the 3-3-5 instead of the 4-2 alignment for the most part. But, okay, what you got? You're a junior.
Yeah.
And next year's your senior year. You got one chance left. Show us that you're something.
Yeah.
Keona Davis, show the rigmarole, you entering the portal and coming back was worth it for you and for Nebraska. Williams Maneri.
Yeah.
Build off the season you had. I thought he was pretty good all year, Jay. You highlighted him a couple times on Whiteboard Wednesdays. Here's another chance against a legit offense that was rolling up 50 pretty consistently in Big 12 play. Here's a chance for you to say, you know what? No, I did get more consistent. I did take a step during the bowl practices, and I'm here. I'm a force to be reckoned with next year. I'm on your all Big 10 preseason list because of how I look. I'm really curious to see too, Jay, in the middle, who are the guys that are going to be plugging the gaps, right? Between the B gaps, everything there in the middle, who's there for Nebraska? You know, Sua Lafotu, you get a foot in the door to be one of those first guys for next year. Who steps up maybe alongside him? And then on the flip side of that, the offensive line, you know, Pritchett playing, Justin Evans playing, and then a bunch of we'll see. Kanak had a, you know, cast or a club on his hand, had hand surgery or broke it or whatever. So let me ask you that, Jay. If you're a Nebraska fan or you're me and you're intrigued by the offensive and defensive lines, what's the best way to watch those positions from a TV broadcast during the game? What are you looking for?
Obviously, you want to see, you know, them. I'm looking for them to reestablish the line of scrimmage. Obviously, you know, the last two games, obviously Nebraska got moved off the ball pretty well. See if the change to the more commitment to the four-man front, which I think what they've said coming out of, or I guess bowl prep or whatever, that they're going to, you know, be a lot more four-man front base. Mm-hmm. And some guys have switched positions. You're going to see Cam Linhart play a 4-3 defensive end. Keona Davis, some 4-3 defensive end. Are these at the positions that they get the most out of them, and how does that affect the play? And so, you know, I think that's the most, you know, that's the first thing I'm going to look at. And then I'm going to look at pad level. And then how many plays do they make, and in conjunction with the second level. So I think you can see some noticeable improvement by the attention to detail and change of the front. It's not the fix, but you can see improvement. And that's what, you know, and then also you got to think, okay, well, some of the things that Phil Snow said, you know, in his press conference and what they didn't do during the season, does that look better? The tackling, the physicality, the playing hard, the playing together, knowing your assignment, more importantly, you know, just as important as the communication. So all mm-hmm. those things you'll see in how can I tell you to pick it out? You'll just know, you know, they'll move mm-hmm. different. You'll be like, man, that dude's moving. You're like, look, nobody really is getting faster in 3 weeks. All right. Sure. They had a week off
yeah.
because you didn't know who you're playing. Mm-hmm. So we can have, so nobody's getting faster or more, you know what I'm saying? Like in 2 weeks, nobody's mm-hmm. going to go from like a 4.8 to a 4.5 legitimately in 2 weeks at this point in the season. But what you will see is more hats to the ball all game long. You will see the togetherness to the ball. You will see the defensive line getting off the ball and using their hands and all that. You'll see something consistently to the naked eye. And you'll see them finish plays and all that stuff. So, you know, I think it's, you know, I'm excited for them to, you know, to go up against a good opponent. You have nothing to lose. You got everything to gain. And that's actually for a team like this, a very young team, very immature team, a team that lost a lot of their maturity through whether you consider Dylan, you know, mature or not, but he has been your starter for 2 years.
Yeah.
You lost him. You lost Singleton, who's not going to play, but he's still around. So you didn't really lose him, but you lose him on the field. So yeah. you lose the consistency and the maturity. Mm-hmm. You lose Rocco, who's consistently immature.
Litovsky.
You know, Litovsky. He's playing, right?
Maybe.
I think he's playing.
I haven't heard him for sure, yeah, but I hope so. Playing. Either way, if that's three or five starters playing, good.
Yeah, but you lose, like, you know, your mature guys. Yeah. And you got, you know, some injuries on defense and so forth and so on. So, so this is where you're going to, for a young, immature team to go into a battle like this, you have nothing to lose. You're a two touchdown, you know, Utah's a two touchdown favorite. So you're talking about coming there and just throwing haymakers and just let it all hang out. Mm-hmm. This is actually, you know, this is where you could be judged too harshly because you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So you actually should play freer. Freer, playing free doesn't mean you play stupid.
Right.
So playing free is going out there and letting it all hang out because you have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And
because you know what you're doing, you know how to do it. Right. Now go do it.
Right. Because nobody has any expectations, right? Vegas is already telling you that you should lose by two touchdowns or more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're telling you. Okay, cool. Well, let's go see. There's been upsets like that. We've seen it actually last year with Michigan and Ohio State, you know, Michigan on the road and then way more adverse conditions. You know, you're playing in the game, national title implications mm-hmm. and all that stuff going on. So you can go do it. So the path has been paved before and walked. It's not an easy walk. Now, I think it's a lot easier when you don't know anything. You have a lot of young guys that are trying to prove themselves. So trying to prove yourself playing on the road at Ohio State, this year's Ohio State team, mm-hmm. or playing on the road at Indiana with this year's Indiana's team, or playing on the road, say they had to go play Texas Tech, that you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're a young, immature team. Well, right. Then you're like, that's hard because they're battling a lot of the like internal battle.
Right.
Now you're down in Vegas. It's a bowl game. You've kind of, you know, ideally I always say you like to beat that loss of Iowa out of you by the practice. You've kind of forgotten about it because you've hopefully moved on to Utah. And now you got kind of new life. This is a new team. This is 2026, like, preview. And you want to be a part of the main view in 2026. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to lose. If I'm out there playing, I'm trying to make a name for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you would do that at linebacker. Great opportunity for those guys, too.
Yeah, it is for Vincent Shavers to you know show some leadership. Is you got Watson Trent? It's his last game as a Husker. I think he's probably healthy now. Let's see if you are the guy that you know they got out of the portal. You got Bauer, who obviously through the spring earned a scholarship. Unless you've had a whole month to practice, right? Played some against Iowa, did some decent things, and we'll plug it up there. You playing against the number two rushing team in the nation? That's not changing.
No.
Okay. They are not going to, because Kyle Whittingham is in Ann Arbor. They are not changing who they are. They're going to try to line up and run it right at you, and they're going to just play action pass the RPO off of it just to see if you can tackle in space. So your second level got a lot of opportunity, and obviously with Javon Wright as well. And then, you know, with Singleton being out, who is it going to be? You know what I'm saying? Is it Buford back in there? Do we see more of Caleb Benning?
Justin Rhett.
Justin Rhett. You know, this is a big opportunity
for him.
Amir Khan. And then also for my man 21, this is a great game for you to solidify yourself as taking that step from being a freshman to or playing like a freshman that you play, that you playing like, well, okay, look, I saw, okay, I played 12, started 12 games. I had my ups and downs. I played some games and all that. Okay, this is what you're going to see on a consistent basis after me doing self-scouting and then obviously getting better at it in this last month.
Yeah.
I mean, there's questions everywhere. And I'm going to tell you, like, I remember Bruce Smith used to say that, said this one time. When you lose two games in the NFL, it's like the worst thing ever. You lose one, it's horrible. Two, we were on a two-game losing streak. He's like, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution, baby. That was his pregame speech. Like, let's go. And that's really what it is. You're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. Ready, break. With that being said, we're going to take a break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bless you.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, quick segment. Before we turn it, we got Tom Chattel tonight.
Yes, sir, we do.
Truth teller, boy. He's gonna keep it real. My man's been around. It's always good to listen to Mr. Chattel because he keeps it 100% real.
He must have wrote some really nice things about you back in college for you to say something like that.
He didn't. He's probably pretty fair.
Oh, yeah. Tom's great.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I think one of the things that these modern-day players struggle with that you have to understand, there's always going to be another one of you. Mm-hmm. You're good, right? Everybody's good, right? I mean, yeah. I think you have, like – so you got the guys that got their names in the stadium, you know, Dominic Raiola, you know, Grant, Jason Peters should be up in there, Johnny Rogers, Larry Jacobson, Glover, and all those guys. And, you know, you'll have some, you know, Tommy Frazier, Eric Crouch, and all those. And then, like, Levante David needs to be up there, you know, probably in college. I don't know. He didn't – maybe because he didn't win a major award, maybe not. But he probably right now, when you think about it, when thinking about Levante – You know, I have a lot of confidence the way I was as a player, right? Mm-hmm. And I take pride in I was, you know, was a way better pro based on because I was able to kind of show my whole thing. Where Levante, I think when you think about it, when you look at college and pros, he's the best linebacker that's ever played here, period. I have no problem saying that. Mm-hmm. But he's actually one of the most humblest ones that ever played here. You would never know it. And that's where I think a lot of guys really struggle, that they just – they can't get out of their own way. Like, you know, the funny thing is you could have a great year here, you know, almost won the buckets and all this other stuff when I was here. But once you're done playing, that page is flipped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you got to move on because people moved on from
right. And so, like, you know, in about a day and a half, there's some guys that are going to be facing the reality of they might not never play football again. I was fortunate enough to play 9 years after that.
Yeah,
I was fortunate enough. Now, that fortune was a byproduct of making a tremendous amount of sacrifice, way more than I made in college, right? And that's because you have to. You got to survive. But so for them, for these guys, you asked about, you know, what they're thinking about. That's crossing their mind. It crossed my mind. What if I don't get drafted? What if I don't get a shot? What if I get the training camp but don't get any reps and get cut? I got to go out here and ball till I fall. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know, there's no guarantee in sports. The only thing they guarantee is how you handle your business and how you approach it. So as we move on, we are officially a day away. The game day does not count, especially when you play at 2:30 in the afternoon. And it's prime time. There's no
excuses. That's noon Vegas time, by the way.
But there's no excuses. This is the time that these millennials like to play. So you better play. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll holler at you tomorrow.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.